Voilà de nouveau Radio RIA depuis Saint-Imier au RIA 2023 qui se déroule du 19 du 7 au 23 du 7, dans ce petit village de Saint-Imier. Plusieurs milliers de personnes qui sont ici, plus de 288 événements, et j'en oublie sans doute. Et nous allons commencer par un petit tour de table de toutes les radios qui sont présentes. Et en commençant par. Par toi.
Alors, c'est pour Radiogène, Jean-Robert.
We are Sidonia
And Yannick
from Radio Laura.
from Zurich.
X.
And again, here's Dex from A Radio Berlin. Happy to deliver interesting events on the radio show today.
Voilà, le tour de table est fait. Donc, plusieurs informations, et puis après, on vous passera un petit message de l'orga. Donc, d'abord, comme il y a beaucoup de personnes sur le camping et ça pose des problèmes avec les lignes de train, les trains ont été coupés. Donc, il y a un service de bus qui vous relie à La Chaux-de-Fonds, mais plus de train, malheureusement. Bon, ben, on s'adapte. Et puis, comme d'habitude, on a toujours besoin de bénévoles. Partout, sur tous les sites. N'hésitez pas à venir à Espace Noir, au centre du village, à vous annoncer et quelqu'un vous trouvera une occupation pendant quelques heures. Merci déjà pour votre collaboration. On poursuit avec un petit message de Lorga qui, je pense, va vous répéter tout ça. À tout à l'heure.
So today we received a message from the Orga team in the Anarchy 2023 Saint-Imier info channel, and we would like to share it with you. The team writes, "We are very happy to see so many people arrive at Saint-Imier and doing our best to welcome you in the best possible conditions and adapt to the increasing mass. You can believe it, we are almost more than 2,500 people here. Sadly, not everything is going to plan. After having to get cars to move that were blocking local public transportation, the fire station and other large vehicles, we had to organize more parking spaces before having to deal with people crossing over railways. Since we were not able to guarantee that people would stop crossing and were also not able to get a company to build the 2-meter-high fences that were requested by the public transportation safety representatives, we left them only one option, stopping the train circulation between Saint-Imier and La Chaux-de-Fonds. After two emergency brakes that almost led to fatal accidents, trains had to slow down, putting immense pressure on the train drivers, some no longer wanting to work under these conditions, having to brake again several times and fearing too much an accident. We are very sad about this situation and struggle to understand why our warnings and signs have been ignored and teared down. We are spending hours mounting signs to communicate things that should be common sense. We now have to send apology letters to the public transportation company and enter heuristic processes in order to have chance to avoid the costs caused by the people crossing, currently estimated at least 60,000 Swiss francs. This type of actions are preventing us from organizing beamers for your workshops, answering your questions, being there at time for your cinema projections, and so on. Also, our care team has to deal with heavy and draining situations. Speaking of care team, they really need your support. Remember, we're all the care team. They urgently need volunteers to help them out. Please go to the volunteer desk at Espace Noir and join our teams who need your support. We are tremendously grateful for all the people that have already helped us out. Thank you all very much. In order to not having to close down the event, please stop doing these things that compromise your safety and the safety and well-being of others. Please stop mobilizing our teams unnecessarily by blocking roads, ignoring signs, and adopting dangerous behaviors. Please get involved and self-organize. Don't consume this event, be part of it.